Thanks for listening to us on the Jefferson Exchange today. We are always glad when you're here with us. And if you'd like to take part in our conversations as they happen on the exchange, feel free to jump in. The phone number is here, 800-838-3760, anywhere in the listening area. In the Rogue Valley, 541-552-6782, or by email, jx@jeffnet.org. No one is especially surprised that inmate releases are much less frequent these days at the Lane County Jail, but from some viewpoints, the releases have dropped even below projections. Last winter and spring, the revolving door tag got applied to the jail when capacity constraints caused by budget cuts forced many early releases. Voters passed a tax measure to restore some of the lost budget. That was bound to have an impact. There are other factors at work as well. Sergeant Stephen French is with the Lane County Sheriff's Office and our guest on the Jefferson Exchange. Sergeant French, thank you for joining us.
Good morning, Jeff. Thank you for having me.
Well, the money story is fairly well known, not just within Lane County, but around the region. How much, because of budget cuts, was jail capacity reduced?
Well, I'll speak specifically about 2013, because what happened in 2013, we had our levy measure go to voters in May, and it was approved. And then we reopened jail beds in July. So it's kind of a nice split between the first half of the year and the second half of the year, so we can compare the two. During the first 6 months of the year, when we did not have those open beds, we had 125 local beds for offenders in Lane County. Lane County is nearly 5,000 square miles, has about 350,000 people. And 125 local beds is very much lower than even the state average. The state average per capita, Lane County would need to have about a little over 600 beds. And if we compare that to a national average, Lane County would need to have about 1,000 beds. So we had 125, just to kind of put that in perspective. After the levy passed and we reopened those beds in July, we now have 256 beds. So we more than doubled our capacity. During the first 6 months of this year, we capacity-based released 2,595 offenders from Lane County Jail. And capacity-based releases, for those who don't know, is a method for releasing offenders from our main jail, and it's due to overcrowding. When we have more inmates coming in than we can handle, we have to release them due to a federal consent decree. So we released nearly 2,600 offenders the first 6 months of the year. That averages out to about 97 offenders per week. After reopening the beds in July, we released 830 for the final 6 months of the year, which averages about 34 offenders a week. So there was a dramatic decrease in the number of offenders that we were required to release.
Well, I guess you'd think that if you doubled the jail capacity, you'd probably cut the releases in half. So, you know, half of 97 would get you somewhere in the neighborhood of 45 to 50 a week, but 34 is even lower than that.
It is lower. The problem with criminal justice system is a lot of factors go into how many offenders we have in custody at one time. We don't have control over all those. We don't always even know all the factors or all the changes, the dynamics that are going into the system or affecting the system at one time. But, you know, we have the courts influence that, the district attorney's office influences that, parole and probation, the number of officers that you have working patrol. There are a lot of different facets within the criminal justice system, and it's a dynamic system. What we do know with the Lane County Sheriff's Office is that we saw a dramatic decrease in the second 6 months of this year.
When you release people, are you releasing people who have already been sentenced, or are you releasing people who are awaiting trial?
We're releasing both. For the first 6 months of the year, out of those 2,600 offenders that I talked about releasing due to overcrowding, we released 263 violent inmates, violent felony inmates. So those are
serving time on violent crimes.
Violent crimes, correct. And those are offenders primarily who were pre-trial, but there are some offenders in that who are sentenced. So we're releasing both sentenced and pre-trial offenders. So we released 263 offenders who had violent felonies, who were being held on violent felonies for the first 6 months of the year. Our primary goal with this levy was to reduce or eliminate those violent felons from being released from the jail. And during the second 6 months of this year, we have not released a single offender who is being held for a violent felony.
Sergeant Stephen French, our guest on the Jefferson Exchange with the Lane County Sheriff's Office. We're talking about jail releases and the efficacy of the levy passed in May of last year. Join us on the Exchange at 800-838-3760 with comments or questions about the justice system and Lane County in particular. In the Rogue Valley, it's 541-552-6782. Email address jx@jeffnet.org. Sergeant French, capacity is a function of the space you can afford to operate, but that's largely a function of personnel, isn't it? I mean, you just really just need the people to be able to supervise the other people?
Correct. Like you said, it's a matter of how much money or our fiscal ability to open those beds. Primarily, the cost related to reopening beds is personnel. And with this levy, we were allocated about 38 new deputy sheriff positions in order to get those housing areas open. We've hired about 20 of those deputies, and they're in training. We have to train them not only within our policies and procedures of the Lane County Sheriff's Office, but they also have to be certified by the state. So it's a fairly lengthy process once we do get the deputies on board. So we have a recruitment that often takes, you know, a significant amount of time. It's very involved. There are written exams, oral exams, psychological exams, medical exams. So they have to go through all of this prior to being hired. We want to make sure that we're hiring the right people, so we do a very thorough background investigation. Once they are hired, they have to go through all the training and the certification, like I said. So, you know, there's a fairly significant lapse or a delay in from the time that we know that we can hire people to the time that the deputy sheriffs are on board, trained, and ready to be basically on their own working. So in relation to that, like I said, we were allocated 38 new positions. We've hired about 20. We have a recruitment open right now for 20 positions. So if anybody's interested in law enforcement or a job within the Lane County Sheriff's Office, they can go online, lanecounty.org, and get more information on that.
The 38 positions you were seeking to hire for, I mean, I'd have to believe that some of the people who applied for those were people who had previously been Lane County deputies. There had been some layoffs previously, hadn't there?
Yeah, we have been through a significant number of layoffs over the years. You know, we don't have a real stable budget for the sheriff's office, so we do this up and down, you know, hire, layoff. It's really difficult for the employees that work here, but it's what we have to work with, and we do the best with what we have. When we knew that this levy had passed, we sent out notifications to the individuals who had been laid off, asking them if they wanted to return, and we did get about six people who had been previously laid off who accepted positions with us again.
So really just a handful. There wasn't like a whole score of people out there waiting to get rehired.
Right. And I think that, you know, I can only speak for me and from what I've been told, and that some people, when they get that, you know, we hire them, we get them certified with the state, and then we lay them off, and people see, you know, they're not very stable. Lane County doesn't appear very stable to me, so they go to a different agency where they think they have some stability. Lane County does have some stability, particularly in the corrections division for the next 5 years, because this was a five-year levy. So there is some stability at this point.
So the 38 deputies you're hiring, none of these are patrol deputies? They're all just they're all corrections deputies?
They are corrections deputies. We hire a deputy sheriff. Their initial assignment is in the jail or in the corrections division, and then once they're in the corrections division, they can ask to be reassigned to other areas within the sheriff's office, and one of the divisions is the police services division. So there are a lot of opportunities once somebody gets into Lane County Sheriff's Office. We have a search and rescue, we have canine police services, marine patrol, a lot of different opportunities also within the corrections division, not just in the jail.
So there's a fair amount of movement, cross-training, that sort of thing, abilities to do things that you're not currently doing within the sheriff's office.
Yes. Like I said, if somebody is interested in going into law enforcement, a lot of times corrections is a good way to start. You get a feel for the criminal aspect. You learn how to communicate well with people because you have to communicate, and those skills really suit people well when they transfer to other areas within the sheriff's office.
So, Sergeant French, I don't know how close you would have been to any of the discussions that led up to the placing of the levy on the ballot, but I'm just wondering if you can characterize how tricky it is to try to calibrate what to ask for, you know, not trying to ask for too much where it might get defeated, not asking for too little where you really can't do as much as you'd like to do.
That's a very important aspect. What we did in Lane County is we hired a firm for a minimal cost to basically go out and survey the citizens of Lane County to see what they were willing to spend on adjusting our corrections capacity. And we determined that 55 cents per thousand for a property tax was about what people were willing to spend, and we determined that what we could do with that money. We said that we could allocate 255 local beds at a minimum for the next 5 years. So you have to figure out, you have to market your audience in a way. You know, it's not like a private firm where you're selling something, but we have to know how much people are willing to spend before we spend the resources to try and get a levy on the ballot and get that passed.
Sergeant Stephen French, our guest again from the Lane County Sheriff's Office. We're talking about the effects of the levy on jail releases, which dropped precipitously in the second two quarters of 2013. Join us on the exchange if you'd like at 800-838-3760 or 541-552-6782 or send an email to jx@jeffnet.org. So obviously the levy passed in the middle of May. You knew then you could be back up by July 1 at the beginning of the new county fiscal year. Given, though, that you had a little time lag here and still have some lag in getting fully staffed, did the releases drop suddenly, or was it a bit more of a downward curve?
After reopening the beds, it was a dramatic decrease. Obviously, you know, when you add extra beds, when you add 135 or 131 beds within a two-week period, in that two-week period, you're not going to release many people because you're filling those beds. But once it started to come back up and stabilize, it showed a dramatic decrease, like I said. The first couple weeks, there were no releases 1 week and 10 releases the next week. But we knew that was going to come back up because those beds would fill and we would stabilize at some point. And we're averaging about 34 offenders being released per week due to overcrowding.
And then how much of a back ripple effect is that going to have, you know, on crime, the commission of crime itself? I don't know how much you get a chance to compare figures with. I imagine there's lots of conversations that go on with Eugene Police, Springfield Police, et cetera. I know Springfield has its own jail. But is there pressure back when people realize, oh, wait, I actually can spend some time in jail for this, that there's less commission of crimes? Is there a direct link to the crime rate observable?
Yes, because if an offender is not in the community and given the opportunity to commit crime, you're going to reduce the chances that you're going to eliminate the chances that person will commit crime when they're out of custody. As far as what our actual changes in crime in Lane County will be, I don't know at this point. We'll have to wait and see. We get our crime stats from the FBI, and the FBI is a little bit slow in getting our crime stats for Lane County and for a lot of areas in the nation. So we can expect to look at some numbers for 2013, probably late in 2014. But unfortunately, we're looking at the whole year, where only half of the year was where we had the significant change. So there, we're hoping to see some changes, some reduction in crime, but we'll just have to wait and see. The Springfield Jail is a municipal jail. It's a wonderful way for the city of Springfield to reduce crime in their area, but they can only hold misdemeanor offenders. All the felony offenders and district court offenders have to be housed within the Lane County Jail.
Right, so Springfield still takes plenty of the felony, all the felony people, obviously, over to you at Lane County.
Correct, yes.
So is there room perceived for further reductions in inmate releases, given that you're still in the process of, I mean, was it just a function of getting the bed space back, or do you foresee further curtailments in releases?
Yeah, in addition to that, we hope to open some more beds, reopen some beds later this year, but we have to get our staff on board and trained before we can do that. And can you repeat your question? I had another point.
Whether we anticipate further reductions in the releases from the Lane County Jail.
Yeah. The number of capacity-based releases is directly proportional to the number of beds that you have that you can place offenders in. So we will reduce CBRs further unless something else within the criminal justice system changes. We don't have, like I said, we don't have control over many of those aspects, but we do anticipate a further reduction in CBRs.
We just learned a new acronym here, ILA. I love acronyms. What is a CBR?
Capacity-based release.
That's
our acronym and our name for releases due to overcrowding.
So you mentioned that that right now you're at 256 beds. The Oregon average by population would be about a 600-bed jail. Is there additional capacity that exists or would be possible to add to the Lane County Jail? I mean, have you filled all the space in there at this point, or is there still a wing or two that could still be opened up if there were more money?
Yeah, we still have about 160 beds that are empty at this point. We have two separate housing areas, which are mothballed, for lack of a better term, at this point.
And that would have to be a different levy, a different day, or a different source of funding.
Well, and the nice thing is, you asked earlier about how we presented this levy to the public, and another part of that was that all the funds that are taken from the property taxes and put into this levy are very strictly regulated. We have regular audits on that money, and the nice thing is that you can roll that money from year to year. So if for this year, for fiscal year 13-14, we're anticipating on spending about half of what we were allocated. So we will roll that money over into future years so that we can utilize this money as long as possible.
Sergeant French, I'm curious about how long it takes to get a deputy trained, because you're talking about hiring people who might have an interest in law enforcement. They need to get certified, trained, et cetera. How long a process is that if somebody were to get hired today?
Well, if assuming that they've already been through the recruitment and they've been hired, we're looking at probably 6 months. Like I said, they have to go through the Corrections Academy, which is in Salem. We have what's called an FTEP program, which is a field training evaluation program, and we do that to ensure that the deputy knows what they're doing, they know the legal aspects of their position, and they can do the job. Each deputy has a 1 year probationary period, and we use that period to make sure that the deputy can do the job and that. The deputy actually, it's the right job for them also.
I'm surprised one of our listeners didn't call to ask this, because you hear it pretty much with every law enforcement election, that the charge that, gee, they kept the jail population low and turned the inmates out just so they could get support for the levy. I'm sure you've heard that charge before. What's the response to it?
Well, I was asked that very question a couple of weeks ago, and my response was, it was ridiculous. It's just not something that I can't imagine any law enforcement agency doing that, and I can say with complete certainty that we did not manipulate the CBR numbers in any way. We release what we have to. We don't release any more than we need to. we are required each day to make sure that we get down to our federal consent decree cap, and that's all documented. So we release only those numbers that we have to get down to that cap.
Is there some sort of categorizing as people come in the door for who might be eligible for capacity-based release? I'm just trying to figure out what kind of triage you have to go through to figure out, well, okay, if it's this guy or this guy, I'd rather have that guy.
Absolutely. Yeah, we do what is called a risk assessment, and it's a computerized assessment that we do for each individual that comes into the jail. We look at their risk to the community. Primarily, we're looking at their dangerousness. It's based primarily on current and past charges. The best way to get a predictor of somebody's future behavior is to look at their history. And we try to release those individuals that have the lowest risk assessment score. That means that we are determining that they are the lowest risk to the community. So that's how we kind of triage those people, and we kind of skim off the top to try and take off the people who are the least risk to the community.
All right, let me run the numbers back here. Has 2595 released in the first half of the year, about 97 a week, and in the second half of the year, 830 total, or 34 a week, so basically a third of what you had before.
Correct, yeah, and, you know, we a little more than doubled our capacity. You know, like you said, you would think that it would be a reduction of about 50%. We're seeing a little bit more, but we're excited about the results. Lane County has a long ways to go, but we're headed in the right direction.
Sergeant Stephen French with the Lane County Sheriff's Office, thank you so much for joining us today on the Jefferson Exchange.
Thank you, Jeff.
Good to have you. We will take a short break, and you'll hear Garrison Keillor with the Writer's Almanac right after that. Then we'll talk about our icing cell phone story coming up on the Jefferson Exchange.